Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Wednesday, April 15th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. It's finally here, the Ides of April. That's right, April 15th primarily means three things this year. Time to submit your tax return, the start of the NHL playoffs, and the last day of the NBA regular season. Each is exciting in its own way, but for us in the sports forecasting business, we'll concentrate on the second two. Before we get to that, though, we have an unexpected guest today crashing the sports party. It's soccer. We'll start with European Champions League soccer. It's Barcelona at Paris Saint-Germain, 2:45 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1. Simply put, Barcelona has the most dynamic attacking players in the world. They are a joy to watch. PSG will be missing three of their most important players today, including their most accomplished striker. I'm expecting PSG to sort of bunker in today and try to survive this game in the hopes of being at full strength when the two teams play in Barcelona in a week or two. Later on in the day, there's some international men's soccer. It's Mexico at the United States, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1. This is a rivalry game. The U.S. and Mexico have played 62 times since 1930, with Mexico winning around half of those games, the U.S. about a quarter, and another quarter ending in a draw. Things have changed in the past 15 years, though, and the U.S. is currently on a five-game unbeaten streak against Mexico. Although that really only means two wins and three ties. That's a misleading stat, I guess. Anyway, these games are always fun. So go to a bar, grab some friends, go to someone's apartment, get some beer, and watch these two teams play. On the last night of the NBA playoffs, now we're getting to the good stuff, there are still four teams, two in each conference, fighting for the last playoff spot in each conference. In the East, the Indiana Pacers will make the playoffs if they win. If the Pacers lose, the Brooklyn Nets could qualify if they win. If both teams lose, which seems to be likely in the East, Indiana would be in. In the West, the stronger conference, it's really the same scenario, but the New Orleans Pelicans are playing the role of the Pacers, and the Oklahoma City Thunder are playing the role of the Nets. If the Pelicans win, they're in. If the Pelicans lose and the Thunder win, the Thunder are in. If both teams lose, the Pelicans qualify. If you want to catch one of those games, the one you're most likely to get is the Indiana Pacers at Memphis Grizzlies at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin tonight. Repeat, the Stanley Cup playoffs begin tonight. If you're a hockey fan, you know what this means. If you've never paid much attention to hockey, all I can say is there's nothing quite like it. There is a far bigger difference between regular season hockey and playoff hockey than there is in any other sport. The pace of play goes way up. The intensity goes through the roof. And virtually all of the negative aspects of the game, including for the most part the fighting, just disappear. If you have a team you'd like to keep tabs on for any reason, sign up for our Playoff Companion text message service at gearsportsfan.com/playoff-companion. That's playoff-companion. If you have to choose a game to watch tonight, the best one might be between the Chicago Blackhawks and Nashville Predators. With Blackhawks phenom Patrick Kane returning early from a broken collarbone, Chicago's complement of attacking players is full and a force to be reckoned with. Nashville might be equipped to deal with them, thanks to a set of excellent defenders and one of the very best goalies in the world. That game is on at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports Network. Keep your eye out later in the day on DearSportsFan.com for more coverage of the NHL playoffs. For now, thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Wednesday, April 15th, 2015. You can find us on the web at DearSportsFan.com and send me questions to DearSportsFan@gmail.com. Thanks as always to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at JesseFisher.com. Have a great day.